Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Don't Let Fear Keep Us Apart. Today marks the 350th edition of Fourth Day Letters. Each Tuesday, people all over the world receive this weekly email. There are some weeks when time doesn't allow you to listen to the entire message. Please make sure you do today. Today's message is very important. This week's gospel reading at church was from Mark 6, verses 7 to 13. Jesus summoned the 12 to go out. In 2011, I felt Jesus summon me to start this ministry and to go out and to share the message he put on my heart. Allow me to tell you more about that. In September of 2011, God began a process to change my heart. He prompted me to speak to my pastor, and that conversation soon led to me writing the first Fourth Day Letter, and it also led me to make an 8-day silent retreat. I had a unique encounter with God on the third night of that retreat that changed the entire direction of my life. It also led to the founding of Broken Door Ministries. The message God put on my heart was this, quote, Brian, if you want to be healed, you have to tell someone you're broken, end quote. I knew instantly what that message meant. I had been carrying around something hurtful from my childhood. Something had happened to me as a child that negatively impacted my life. I kept this as a very well-guarded secret. On the outside, no one else knew I was broken and hurting. On the inside, I dealt with the struggle every day. God prompted me to open up about my struggle. I sensed the assurance that I could find healing and recovery if I did. That is exactly what happened. I answered his summons, and as a result, my life will never be the same. So how does this impact you, and what am I asking you to do? To answer that question, allow me to refer to some lyrics from a song that has had great meaning for me. The song is Hosea by John Michael Talbot. In that song are these lyrics. Come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart. The fear of disclosing what had happened to me as a child and the resulting impact that it had on my life kept me struggling. It had deprived me of the real joy God wanted me to have in my life. By opening up, I allowed the light of Christ to reach the darkest areas of my soul. Now I sense a strong calling to personally come and share this vitally important message with your church, parish, or Christian gathering. To do this, I need your help. I do not charge for these retreats. I do, however, ask for help to cover my transportation costs, and I do take up a love offering. I do this ministry for one reason. I believe the Holy Spirit wants me to. Would you please speak to your pastor or ministry leader and tell them about Broken Door Ministries? Tell them that I welcome the opportunity to come and put on a retreat or give a talk. Tell them that there is no charge. Will you do this for me? I firmly believe that the Holy Spirit impacts the lives of those who attend these retreats. All people are broken and wounded in some way, and they would all benefit from hearing the message of God's love and mercy. Now I'm appealing to you with the same words from the song. Don't let fear keep us apart. Don't be afraid to speak to someone at your church. Make it a point to do so today. As a result of my multiple sclerosis, I don't know how much longer I will be able to travel and put on these retreats. My hope is to share the message God put on my heart with as many Christians as possible before I'm no longer physically able to do so. The retreat is called Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Too many Christians are broken and scared. You can make a difference in their life by simply inviting me to come to your church. Please don't delay. If I have already been to your church, parish, or Christian gathering, will you please take the time to go to our website and at the bottom of today's letter on our blog, please let others know how the message has impacted you. Thank you. I hope to hear from all of you soon. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, you summon all of us into the work of your kingdom. Each of us has a unique role to play. If we answer your call, we draw closer to you. Please, Father, don't let fear keep me from answering your call. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.